Welcome to Shomach Shovan and Daf, Shir's sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Peches. The Gemara in Amud Beis says, Shochu Misam, descend from Eretz Yisrael. Ezu ben ho'ilom habo. Who is somebody who's a ben ho'ilom habo? He's the son, he belongs to ho'ilom habo. So the Gemara tells us a few simonim, who's a ben ho'ilom habo. Anvon son, he's an onov. Shval berech, he walks slow. Shaif ayil, shaif nafik. He goes in bending, he comes out bending. The goris beraisa tadiro, he always learns toiro. Veloi machzik tivus lenafshei. He doesn't feel he deserves anything. Now, first of all, need to understand, what does it mean, ezu ben ho'ilom habo? We're going to learn Be'ez Hashem, we're getting to Perek Chelek in 2 days from now. And the Mishnah starts, Kol Yisrael yeshlem chelek lo'ilom habo. Everybody in Am Yisrael has a chelek in Olam Haba. So what does it mean, Ezu ben Olam Haba? So the Mefarshim, going in a similar mahalach to explain, that there's a difference between a chelek Olam Haba and a ben Olam Haba. The Teres Chaim explains over here, yes, everybody has chelek Olam Haba, but there's a whole process to get there. A person needs to go through Gehenim, through the Kever, Chibut HaKever. He's not yet there in Olam Haba. When we're saying Ezu ben Olam Haba, means right now he belongs to Olam Haba. And the way it's brought down in the Sefer Arvei Nachal, on Parsha Shlach, he says, we know that many times a person needs to come begilgul. He has to, in order to correct the sins they did in his life, he has to come back and be reborn. Every time a person is reborn, there's a new body, there's a new guf. So even though we know the neshama is going to Olam Haba, but we don't know which guf is going to Olam Haba. Maybe this person that we're seeing today, his neshama will get to Olam Haba, but it won't be with this body. The body that he has right now, that will stay. We don't know which one of the bodies that came be Gilgul neshamas will be the one coming to Olam Haba. When we say Ezu ben Olam Haba, I mean the person, the way we're seeing him today, who is neshama and his guf together, he's a ben Olam Haba. He's coming to Olam Haba with his neshama and his guf. He has no more Gilgulim. And this connects to what the Chofetz Chaim says in the beginning of Maseches Ovis. The Chofetz Chaim speaks about the Mishnah, Ezu, that Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek L'Olam Haba. So there the Chofetz Chaim brings, in a second explanation, that Chelek L'Olam Haba is like having a field, an undeveloped field. You can take that field and build buildings with it, you can harvest it, you can grow fruits in it, but if it stays empty, so the field has nothing in it. So someone can have Chelek L'Olam Haba, but if he needs to still develop it. Ben Olam Haba means he has right now a property, a used property in Olam Haba. He has something that he can point out and say, this is my place in Olam Haba that I already developed. And the way that Ben Yoyada says is, Chelek L'Olam Haba is something that you have a potential, but you're never sure if you'll get it. We know there's a concept that someone else could take the Olam Haba of his friend. Someone could lose the Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba means he's guaranteed to have Olam Haba. So Olam first, we're going with a similar mahalach, that Chelek Olam Haba is some potential, something which is not fully there. Ben Olam Haba means he's currently a citizen, a developed Chelek that he has in Olam Haba. And the Gemara gives us a few simonim, who's a Ben Olam Haba. So the first three simonim have to do with Anova. As the Mashor explains, Anvonason has to do with a Das. How does he think about himself? Does he look at himself as an Anov? Shval Berech, that he's bent, refers to how he walks, his body. And Shaif Ali, Shaif Nafik, says the Masho, is referring to his Ashirus. That even though he's rich, he's not going around feeling too good about himself. And this makes sense that Anova is a condition to Olam Haba, because the only way a person is Shach to Olam Haba, to the Kirvus Elohim that you can have in Olam Haba, is only if a person doesn't have Gaiva. Because Bucho, as the Gemara says, hates Bali Gaiva. So to be Shach to Olam Haba, you have to have an Anov. But what is the last simon? The last simon is ilonish toyro tadira, v'lo machzik tivus lanafshei. What does it mean? Zok the Maharsho and the Ben Yoyada. Do we talk about somebody who's learning toyro? He doesn't come and feel that because he's learning toyro, he deserves a reward. The Maharsho says simple. He's not learning only kviyas itim. He's learning much more, and still he doesn't feel he deserves more. And the Ben Yoyada says a few explanations. Either he's learning Torah even in time he has to work, and he still doesn't have time, that he deserves it. Or he's becoming very smart through the Torah, and he's not going around feeling too good about his wisdom, or he's remembering a lot of Torah, but he doesn't go around the feeling that he has the memory, he knows everything comes from Hashem. And this is very fitting to Ben Olam Habo, because as we Beis Hashem learn in Perek Chelek, Olam Hazeh is when you have din. Person works and he says, I deserve this, I deserve that. Olam Habo, part of the idea of Kol Yisrael Hashem Chelek L'Olam Habo, is that Olam Habo is not necessarily dependent din. You're getting much more than what you deserve. So you may say, who is a Ben Olam Habo right now? That in this world, he does things, he has Torah, but he still doesn't feel he deserves anything. So you know he's a Ben Olam Habo. To be Shayach to Olam Habo, you need to be with the attitude as a novel and no demanding that someone who belongs to Olam Habo. We'll just conclude that this daf is learned on Shushan Purim. And Purim, as Rabbi Seinu explained to us, Purim is a moyad that belongs to Olam Habo. All the moyadim will be cancelled except Purim. And the oimik of it is that Purim is taking a weekday and bringing it to the p'china of Olam Habo. It's not a Shabbos or a Yom Tov. It's a weekday which is elevated. That's what we're going to be living in Olam Habo. So the one day a year that we are a Ben Olam Habo, that we're mamash living Olam Habo, is Purim. Purim is to be a Ben Olam Habo in this world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.